The painter felt strangely moved. The lad was infinitely dear to him, and his personality had been the great turning point in his art. He could not bear the idea of reproaching him any more. After all, his indifference was probably merely a mood that would pass away. There was so much in him that was good, so much in him that was noble. "Well, Dorian," he said at length with a sad smile, "I won't speak to you any more about this horrible thing after today. I only trust your name won't be mentioned in connection with it. The inquest is to take place this afternoon. Have they summoned you?" Dorian shook his head, and a look of annoyance passed over his face at the mention of the word inquest. There was something so crude and vulgar about everything of the kind. "They don't know my name," he answered. "But surely she did." "Only my Christian name. And that I am quite sure she never mentioned to anyone. She told me once that they were all rather curious to learn who I was, and that she invariably told them my name was Prince Charming. It was pretty of her. You must do me a drawing of Sybil Basil. I should like to have something more of her than the memory of a few kisses and some broken pathetic words." "I will try to do something, Dorian, if it would please you. But you must come and sit to me yourself again. I can't get on without you." "I can never sit to you again, Basil. It is impossible," he exclaimed, starting back. The painter stared at him. "My dear boy, what nonsense," he cried. "Do you mean to say that you don't like what I did of you? Where is it? Why have you pulled the screen in front of it? Let me look at it. It is the best thing I have ever done. Do take the screen away, Dorian. It is simply disgraceful, your servant hiding my work like that. I felt the room look different as I came in. My servant has nothing to do with it, Basil. You don't imagine that I let him arrange my room for me? He settles my flowers for me sometimes, that is all. No, I did it myself. The light was too strong on the portrait." "Too strong? Surely not, my dear fellow. It is an admirable place for it. Let me see it." And Hallward walked towards the corner of the room. A cry of terror broke from Dorian Gray's lips, and he rushed between the painter and the screen. "Basil," he said, looking very pale, "you must not look at it. I don't wish you to." "Not look at my own work? You are not serious. Why shouldn't I look at it?" exclaimed Hallward, laughing. "If you try to look at it, Basil, on my word of honour, I will never speak to you again as long as I live. I am quite serious. I don't offer an explanation, and you are not to ask for any. But remember, if you touch this screen, everything is over between us."